Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. Okay, we are officially into open lines. The text line, the phone line open for you, 1-877-332-8255. Just had a conversation with Paul Martin, and I asked the question of Paul, what should Canada do? Is this elbows up even further, the threat of the 50% tariffs in the next 30 days? Or is it, okay, let's pull back. Let's have some of the provinces restock the liquor on the shelves. Don't forget, Saskatchewan and Alberta have already done this, which we talked about on the show. And I've said before, I'm a fan of letting consumers make the decision. I'm a fan of letting people decide, do you want to buy American liquor or not? Put it on the shelves. Let the consumers decide. But I know there were a lot of provinces that wanted to take matters into their own hands, do what they could to try and stand up for Canadians over what's going on with the United States. So the question I'm asking you is, what should happen? Is it elbows up? Is it like concede some things? You know that they're not going to do anything with supply management. I mean, goodness knows. It would be great to see that on the table. I think it would benefit you and I. It would bring down some of the prices at the grocery store. But that doesn't seem to have a political appetite across any political party. The auto tariffs that were put on were basically mirroring what the United States put on at the start of this whole thing. Is it right to pull that off? Or do you do nothing? And this is where I tend to think we need to stay. Mark Carney put out the statement yesterday saying, here's all the things we've done. Here's the reasons we've done them. We're committed to getting a negotiated settlement with CUSMA. I don't think you react. I don't think you do anything. I think you acknowledge that there's a deal to be made and focus your efforts on getting to that deal. But I'm not sure what direction the country will go. The Council of Federation is having their meeting today. This is all of the premiers from the country meeting in Prince Edward Island today with Prime Minister Mark Carney. It is our hope that we'll check in with Premier Scott Moe, hopefully on the show tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about all of these topics with Premier Moe. But until then, what do you think should happen? What is the philosophy? Elbows up, elbows down, do nothing. I'm simplifying it, but 1-877-332-8255. The other topic, and this one is, it's a complicated, it's an emotional, it's a very conflicted topic for many people to discuss, but it's an important one to discuss, is this fatal car crash. The car crash that happened, of course, on Saturday night, where two men are dead as a result. Bhishma Rajaguru, who's a 22-year-old from Regina, and Jaden Dulkey, 30 years old, of course, Saskatchewan Rough Rider. Now, we've learned some information from the RCMP that for many people has started to lead them down a path where they are drawing their own conclusions. And that's human nature to do that, right? We understand that the vehicle, the SUV being driven by Jaden Dulkey, was going the wrong way. So essentially the wrong way on the highway, which essentially caused the accident. We also learned that officers on scene found alcohol and cannabis in Jaden Dulkey's vehicle. Careful, though, to recognize that that doesn't mean that there is evidence that he's consumed any of that. It was found in the vehicle. And then the other point that was found out was there was a report of, about a half an hour prior to the collision, report of a fail to pay for gas at a gas station in Lumsden. So where this goes is, of course, when we learned the news, many people were devastated and heard about a Saskatchewan Rough Rider who died in a car collision. We're learning about the other man that was killed in this car accident, Bhishma Rajaguru. And then you hear these other pieces of information and people start to draw their own conclusions. The investigation's not done. We don't know the details, the outcome of that investigation. How do you reconcile this? How do you deal with this? How does this sit with you? Happy to hear your thoughts at 1-877-332-8255. We'll go into the break. We'll come back and we'll jump right into open lines here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome to Open Lines, 1-877-332-8255. That is the number. You want to join the conversation like Ken in Saskatoon. We're talking 50% tariffs potentially in 30 days from now. Donald Trump announcing that yesterday. What does Canada need to do here, Ken?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Here's a few things. I really appreciate Premier Mo not taking the American alcohol off of the shelves. I am a citizen, not a serf. If I don't want to buy American alcohol, that should be up to me. If I want to pay the extra tariffs, that's up to me. Any of that stuff that happens, that should be up to me as a citizen to do that. I really noticed yesterday your guest unintentionally, when they were talking about the subsidization of electricity in Quebec, made Trump's point, because tariffs of steel and aluminum were put on because we subsidize that and the United States doesn't. We have stumpage fees on trees, softwood lumber. They do a full market price. As Canadians, what we have to start to understand is whether somebody likes or doesn't like Trump, and whether you're a proud Canadian or not, Trump has a point. We don't play fair everywhere. And so when somebody else decides, like, what's the first thing you do in negotiation is that you try to find common ground. It doesn't look like Carney has been doing that at all. It looks like he keeps on trying to poke the bear. And this is one bear you don't want to poke.
1-877-332-8255. So really, there's three directions that the Canadian government can go with this latest announcement. By the way, can we just remember something? There's other tariffs that are supposed to be coming on this week. You remember this? Remember these tariffs that were coming into effect on the forced labor tariffs Donald Trump announced last month? 10% or more to be imposed on products from dozens of major trading partners following a probe into imports of goods allegedly made with forced labor. Canada, Mexico, Taiwan, United Kingdom were among the 60 U.S. trading partners that were named. Now, Canada, this isn't saying Canada has forced labor in our country. This says that Canada is among countries that have prohibitions on the import of goods made with forced labor, but don't impose them. So this week, we are supposed to see a 10% tariff as a result of forced labor. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump announces another 50% as a result of these retaliatory things that Canada is doing, like booze off the shelves, supply management when it comes to dairy, and even the tariffs on American automobiles. So does Canada say enough's enough? The elbows are up. The fight is on. Boxing gloves laced up. Here we go. Does Canada say you've got a good point? This is kind of where Ken was going. You've got a good point. We've done things that we can understand would irritate you, so we're going to reverse some of our actions. Not the least of which would be, you know, liquor back on the shelves, but that, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, supply management would be a much bigger effort federally if they did that. Or does the government do nothing? Which, as much as I think that's the strategy, I don't think you need to have a wild reaction to it. I'm also a person that's somewhat frustrated that we haven't got any more progress on a deal. Like, it's been well over a year. Why don't we have a deal? Now, some will say there is no negotiating with Donald Trump. I don't know. We've seen them strike other deals with other countries. Some would point to them as, you know, the countries were willing to take a slap at the same time as they signed the deal. But I still believe that Canada could be further ahead on a deal with the United States than where we are today. But in regard to this latest threat, I'm in the, we don't need to have a serious reaction to this. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think we should do? there's a lot of people that have thoughts on this as to whether or not we should fight back or not. I see a number of people on the text line here. I'm just going to grab Avery out of Humboldt says, I'm of two thoughts. First, take the U.S. liquor off the shelves. This is a golden opportunity to support our local brewers and distillers while looking socially conscious. So why isn't our provincial government doing so? Avery thinks we got to get that U.S. liquor off the Saskatchewan shelves. Secondly, as difficult as it is, not reciprocating and diversifying markets away from the United States is the play here. Trump and his cronies will not stop. They don't understand the concept of no or win-win, and no amount of conceding will make the stupidity stop. Give an inch and they'll take a mile. So let's take that inch and trade it somewhere else. This is Avery in Humboldt. 1-877-332-8255. Perry and Carlisle, selling more oil would be great, but why sell it at a discount to America when we can sell it at a higher market price to the world? We need pipelines built yesterday. Also, royalties could be increased, but I'm still giving producers a net increase in return. 1-877-332-8255. You want to weigh in on what should be done, what the strategy is here? Today's point on the 50% tariffs in the elbows up position is far from a negotiation tactic. This is Sam with the text. It is a fighting tactic with a guy much bigger and stronger. It isn't a negotiation position and it isn't working. That's Sam. Ray in Saskatoon says we should do nothing. So he is of the opinion that you don't fight back. You don't concede. You do nothing. 1-877-332-8255. Where are you at on that? The other topic that we've been talking about, of course, is this this car collision between two SUVs Saturday night. We know two people dead. Both of them Regina men. One of them 22-year-old Bhishma Rajaguru. The other one 30-year-old Jaden Dulkey. Jaden, of course, a Saskatchewan Rough Rider. We now know Jaden's vehicle was going the wrong way on the highway. Jaden's vehicle, obviously, the one that caused the collision. I shouldn't say the word obviously. It was going the wrong way on the highway. I said this yesterday on the Green Zone. I joined Jamie Nye to talk a little bit about this. I think we have to be so careful not to get out in front of things. So Jaden's vehicle's going the wrong way on the highway. Clearly, that's a problem. Clearly, that led to this collision happening. What was the reason for going the wrong way on the highway? I mean, I've seen a number of people suggest that construction could have been confusing and caused part of the problem. I don't know. I have no knowledge of whether this part of the highway had construction on it or not, but I've seen it on the text line a couple of times. Here is a theory that someone threw out on the text line this morning. Is it possible? And I mean, this is us again filling in the blanks, which is a dangerous thing to do. Lionel in North Battleford said, we know that Dulkey forgot to pay for gas or didn't pay for gas. Is it possible that as he's heading to Regina, he remembered, but was on a divided highway, was trying to turn around to head back to Lumsden to pay for gas, and the collision happened? I mean, these are the things that the investigation will show. We just had Sergeant Tanner Maurice on this morning to talk about the details that they'll go into, understanding the direction of travel, how long the direction of travel, when Jaden Dulkey's vehicle actually moved into the other lane. What were the circumstances that might have led to that? These are all things that the investigation should show. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. I want to grab a call. Cal in Oxbow, I think you're on the tariff negotiation topic. What have you got for me, Cal?
Good morning, Evan. Yeah, I'm on the negotiation thing. Look, some of your texters in are always about, you know, this elbows up thing doesn't get us anywhere. It doesn't help us at all. Look, Trump is who he is, but that doesn't change the fact that Carney has done a terrible job of negotiating. I would argue he's doing it on purpose, which you always say, you know, I don't want to believe that, but I believe it's on purpose to benefit Brookfield. Regardless of that, working to get other customers is all fine and good, and we should do that. but you're never going to replace the behemoth of the U.S. economy. And again, Evan, same thing with all of our carbon taxes, everything else. No serious country taxes its citizens and factories into oblivion while begging them to stay and not move. Because you've seen that story, right, about the Globe and Mail ran that story where 40% of Canadian manufacturers are waiting to move to the U.S. So, I mean, that explains it right there. We're in a situation where we need to negotiate a deal. It'd be great if it was supply management is on the table. I agree with you that won't happen, but that would be a big deal. But we need to offer something in order to make a deal with them. And I don't know about you, Evan, but anecdotally, even down here in the corner, I mean, I see young local professionals moving to the U.S. to make more money. There's local businesses here that have opened subsidiaries and are actually considering.
Whoops. Cal, I think we lost you. Sorry about that, Cal. I'm not sure what happened, but your phone cut out on us. Anyway, appreciate the conversation, joining in on the conversation. Let's go quickly to Alec in Tisdale. Your thoughts on what needs to happen with this latest threat of 50% tariff, Alec?
I think we just need to wait for the 5th of November.
The midterms.
The midterms. It's going to be a different face totally in the States.
Do you think that will make a difference as to, I mean, I get it, it changes the power dynamics, but it's not going to change Donald Trump himself.
No, but he's going to have to put water in his wine.
That's a good way of putting it, Alec. Thank you for that. Okay, let's take a break. I've got a lot of people on the phone line. Lots of great texts coming in as well. We'll come back to finish up open lines here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. I want to jump right back onto the phone line and grab this call from Paul in Regina. Paul, thanks for calling in. We had a couple of texters today suggesting that construction on the highway between Lumsden and Regina might have played a part in this. I understand you've traveled that highway recently. You've got some thoughts?
Yeah. First of all, I want to send my condolences out to both families. I was on that highway Saturday, approximately 5 p.m., returning from Rhones Ravine to Regina. I travel that every weekend to go fishing. There's no construction anywhere in the valley until you get to that bridge near Regina, the new overpass, bypass bridge. Other comments that I have, and it's only my opinion, the person in the silver SUV did not pay for fuel at the gas station in Lumsden, brings up the question of what was his state of mind and his awareness leaving that gas station without paying, and how did he get onto the opposite highway going the wrong way? Did he miss a turn? Because if you look at Google Maps and look at everything, they're coming out of the gas station, you take a slight right, takes you on to the proper highway, but if you miss that slight right and you go slight left, that takes you on the 20 under the bridge to the Craven turnoff. Mm-hmm. And that's only my assumption. I'm assuming he might have turned onto the merge that comes off the highway, right, to either take you to Lumsden or Craven, and went the opposite way on that merge. That's only my assumption. Mm-hmm.
I can see it as you're explaining it, Paul. I think there is a possibility that that's what's happening, and I'm assuming as they gather evidence, which will include video evidence from nearby businesses, those types of things, they will be able to piece that together. That is my hope. Let's go to Corey now in Saskatoon, because Corey, you're bringing up a point that, again, this is a tough conversation to have, but I think it's an important one as the whole province is kind of trying to grapple with and understand this tragedy. Your point on this topic, Corey?
Yeah, again, condolences involved to everyone. I look at the Saskatchewan Roughriders' history of how they dealt with players with problems, such as Ajo this year. They dealt with them swiftly. We have an individual here that, clearly didn't pay for gas as he drove away. We do not know whether the individual is under the influence of anything, so we can't really base it on that. But my question is, why are we eulogizing someone that stole gas or took gas? Why are we going to do a tribute to this individual that caused harm to other people? I guess I just don't understand why we're putting this individual up as a martyr instead of calling out what it really was. It wasn't an act.
Yeah. So Corey, that point is, I've seen it brought up on the text line as well. And I think, you know, there's a balance here. And I don't know that what the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are doing is putting him up as a martyr as much as they are remembering a fallen colleague, friend. I mean, that's like a family member. And whether or not whoever is responsible for the accident and what caused the accident doesn't take the pain away from those that love that individual. And in our province, where so many people love the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, that's an unavoidable feeling for many people. So I think, you know, this is a tough one, and I've seen many people suggest there should be a proper tribute to both men that lost their life at Thursday's Rider game, both for Jaden Dahlke, but also for Bhishma Rajaguru. And perhaps that sort of a balanced tribute is a better way to go, but this is an important discussion, and again, I've appreciated everyone joining us on this. I'm sure we'll bring it up on Open Lines again as we move through this week, but thank you to everyone that joined the discussion. The text that I didn't get to, I'll try and work in a little bit later on today on our program. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.